and welcome to Millennials Making Mistakes. I'm Caitlin, your host, and I will be talking about mistakes that millennials, including me, are making and how to work through them. This is episode 6. Hello and welcome back to Millennials Making Mistakes. It is episode 6, which I really can't believe it. This is like the longest I have stuck with something consistently, and I am just so excited about it. I feel like the podcast has really been going well for me, and we're already at episode 6. I thought now would be a good time to say that back when I decided to do the podcast, I decided that the first season would be 10 episodes, followed by an 8-week break just to keep the ideas fresh and relevant. So we're already on episode 6, so please expect 10 episodes in this season before we take a short break, and then I will be back for season 2, which I have already started scripting. I am so excited about it, and again, I appreciate all of the feedback that I have gotten. It has really been wonderful. But what are we talking about this week? So I think it might be the teacher in me, but I feel so strongly that education is not a waste, and that it is never a waste. I try to take away one new thing from every class I take or new connection I make, and even when I feel like seminars have gone on too long or that class was totally worthless, I know that I've taken one good thing away from it. And, you know, just one is enough. Just one. But now that I've said that, I want to admit that the degree that I got is what I would call a useless degree. I'm going to be using that term a lot this episode, useless degree, and I do not mean any disrespect to people who have so-called useless degrees, especially being a useless degree holder myself. I greatly admire people who pursued liberal arts degrees despite probably being told the entire time that they are useless. I really do admire them, and I want to make that clear, because you, or they, have put themselves in this position for the sake of something they're hopefully really truly passionate about, and that is not something that we should look down on at all as a society. But the reality hits you, you graduated, and now you realize that you have a ton of debt and are going to need a master's degree, at least, to get a job in your field. So, is it going to be back to school? That is just one of the options that I'm going to talk to you about today. This conversation is a pretty natural segue from our Follow Your Passion episode. You followed your passion into anthropology, Italian literature, or philosophy, only to find the going rate for a philosopher is a little bit lower than you were hoping. For some background, I followed my passion. I loved science. When I was in high school, I really excelled in my science classes, and I knew that I wanted to be a scientist or a doctor or something involved in a really heavy science field. It was the only thing that I wanted. And I know that it doesn't put me in quite the same position as a philosophy major, but it definitely did not help me either. I did an intensely lab-heavy degree, preparing me to work full-time in a lab. Testing samples, working at a hospital, that sort of thing. And at the time, I thought this was really amazing. I loved being in the lab. It was my favorite place to be. I did all-night experiments where I would have to spend the night at the lab as part of my degree, and I thought it was just the best thing in the whole world. Then I graduated, and I happened to get my dream job. I started working as an analytical chemist at a chemistry lab in my hometown, and it was amazingly bad. I hated it. It was boring. I didn't have any room for growth at all, and it was just not what I wanted. And that was the minute when I realized that my degree had essentially become useless, because it had set me up really well to be in this one particular field and not really any other fields. The first step for me was to stop thinking about all the things I could have or should have done differently. There was a lengthy period in my life where I spent a ton of time beating myself up for mistakes that I had made, constantly thinking about ways I should have done it differently and why was I so dumb to have done it that way instead of this other better way. But as I say, hindsight is 20/20, and I do not feel like that at all anymore. I mean, I will have some temporary regret when I'm having a particularly dreadful day or something like that. We all have our low moments. But overall, I have a very big don't look back mentality. The best you can, do not think about all the mistakes you've made. Instead, turn your thinking around to be moving forward. What can we do now? yeah, your life might be easier if you had just majored in something else or done one more internship, but you didn't, so we're never going to know. Just let those feelings go and instead think about tomorrow and all the days ahead of you. Okay, after that, let us put that useless degree to work. One possibility is going back to school. I would be a little bit more hesitant about this one. Full disclosure, this is what I did. I went back to school and got a master's degree in a different but slightly related field. The trick with going back to school is that you need to think about your long-term plan with a little bit more clarity. When I was going to college for my bachelor's degree, I was lucky in that I really didn't have any responsibilities beyond just get through school. But by the time I started working on my master's degree, that had changed. I had monthly payments I needed to be making, and I had, you know, personal and financial responsibilities I needed to be on top of. I thought seriously about would I be able to get a job in the field I wanted with more school, and the answer for me was yes, but it might not always be the case for your field. I get how jumping into a master's degree path can seem very appealing. You did the major you were super passionate about, right? But it didn't pan out. So is throwing several tens of thousands of dollars and at least two more years of your life, again, assuming you don't have any responsibilities, gonna pay off? Again, like in my Follow Your Passion episode, this is not a judgmental thing, it's just something to think about. I chose this option because I got huge breaks on tuition and was also nearly guaranteed a job in the field. If I wasn't certain about getting a job and was also going to throw $30,000 of my own money at it, I might have felt a little bit differently. Okay, so maybe based on that little pep talk, you know that you're not into the master's degree or PhD extravaganza. Something that you could do instead is to learn a technical skill or program. Do the education, but with none or at least a lot less of the debt. This is what helped me when I didn't want to work in a lab anymore, but before I went back to school for my master's degree, there was a time in there where I was still trying to make it work. I happened to get a lot of knowledge on a computer program. Remember how I mentioned this in episode 1? And that is what I leaned on to get jobs after my official degree program did not pan out. The trick with this is that you need to learn something unique and get better than the average bear at doing it. No one is going to be impressed by your awesome Excel or PowerPoint skills because everybody knows how to do those. Instead, pick something a little more unique but also marketable. Sites like Coursera or your local community college might have cheap or free classes in different programs or skills. And it doesn't have to be a computer thing either. Maybe you want to take up a trade skill like a kind of repairing or technical knowledge. Maybe you want to moonlight as an iPhone screen repairman. Paired with your degree, this will make it look like you have a much wider skill set, and you already have the education to back it up, so it will look much more appealing to employers. Another suggestion that I also took a lot of advantage of was considering nonprofits. Whatever you are passionate about, there is a nonprofit that probably needs at least some of your skills. Can you do marketing, social media management, willing to work for cheap to get some experiences padded onto your resume? Nonprofits could be a good option for you. Nonprofits are definitely not where the money is. You are probably not going to get rich doing this, but they are great for gaining experience. It's easy to get in with a local charity and be able to make a significant impact in your community for a worthy cause, and you can help yourself out a little bit too. Your local charity will definitely benefit from whatever your background is. What I would suggest about going the nonprofit route is to think with your heart before you think with your mind. This is one of those times when you're going to want to provide value to someone else. So you need to contact the charity and see what they're looking for and then see if it's a good fit for you, not the other way around. Something else to consider is what did you love most about your degree? There had to have been at least one thing you loved, right? Maybe it was something like writing or working in a big team. You can take that and run with it. Maybe you don't necessarily use your degree field, but you use the auxiliary skills that you learned while working towards it. I also want you to know that as an artist, there's a big stigma around selling out. There is zero shame in working for the man. Do you want to know what selling out looks like? It looks like a stable income and being able to make your car payment every month. Don't feel like working for the man is a dreadful thing. I've done it. I know lots of other people who have done it before they branched out on their own. And it's okay if it's short-term or long-term. You have to do what's right for you. Another option is to try the side hustle. And this is where I feel like I have been sitting for much of my career. A few weeks ago, when I talked about following your passion, this is that moment. You can try to strike out on your own and go forth and follow your bliss. It's important to know what your niche is and establish the financial ability of your idea. Keeping that in mind, it is very helpful to also be able to set realistic goals. If this is something you want more information on, I suggest you listen to episode 3. It is also, again, totally fine to work a less great job or to work for the man while you're trying to jump the side hustle off the ground. If you are still determined after all of this to be part of your field, no further education required, the first thing that will help is finding a company that is a good cultural fit for you. Sometimes if you don't have every single one of the qualifications they're looking for at a job interview, like a master's degree, if you're a good enough fit to the culture of the company, you might still be able to be competitive for that job. If you pair this with some of those additional skills that I mentioned earlier, then you have a decent shot at breaking into your field. Once you get that first job, the doors will open for you. A resource that you definitely should be looking at is your college. Your college may have services available for people like you who are overeducated and find themselves underemployed. I know that my school has a lot of services available to help former students find and keep a respectable job that keeps with your qualifications, and they are available to me even now after it's been several years since I've graduated. Those services never go away. It's worth considering your alma mater to see if they offer something similar. And if they don't, they'll probably have a place they can point you that does. The last thing that I want to talk about today is a skill you will definitely need. You're going to need to find a way to talk to people about whatever it is you're doing now that it's different than the original plan. You might have told everybody in your family that you are going to go be a doctor and now you're not. People are going to ask what you're up to and you want to practice your answer in advance. Don't be caught unaware by this question because it's going to happen. Even if you're feeling kind of discouraged by the role you're currently in, try to stay positive about it. Things didn't work out how you thought they would, and that's fine. Life does not always follow a straight line. I know mine has not, but you are going to be fine. You're going to make it work. Kind of like having a breakup, though, you want to get the story straight before you run into your nosy aunt at Thanksgiving dinner. So take a minute now and just think about what you would say if somebody said, "Oh, you said you were going to be a teacher. What happened to that?" I had some good feedback on having a shorter episode, so we're going to keep this one short as well. That is going to be it for our show today. I am off on vacation this week, but thank you in advance for all the wonderful emails I know will be waiting. It just keeps coming, and I'm so grateful for all the personal notes you are sharing. If you find yourself with a degree that you're not using like you hoped, truly the best of luck, and you can make it happen. Again, I will say that the show does have a Patreon where you can help support the show at patreon.com/mmmpodcast. Please think of it as the internet's tip jar. If you like what you hear or you think that some of these tips have helped you in some way, please go check out my page to make a monthly contribution. Your contribution can be as low as $1 per month. $1. You find that much money on the street in a month. You will also be able to see exclusive content and rewards, including downloadable MP3s of all of our episodes. I would really appreciate it if you would check it out. Go make some mistakes and hopefully learn from them, and I will be back next week with another episode.